Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for asking, Evan. So polite. So in today's gospel story, there's a large crowd following Jesus. Now, does anyone know why there would be a large crowd following Jesus?
Because he is the Lord.
A very sound answer, theologically speaking. Excellent. And, oh, hi there. Hi, come on through. Specifically in today's reading, any reason why the folks are following him today? Yes, he's the Lord, but anything specific? Yes. Yes, he healed the centurion slave. He was healing people. He was going around to the towns and villages healing people. Now that gets your attention, doesn't it? Right? So if you had a broken knee and you heard that someone was healing people with broken knees, you'd want to go see that person, right? So that's what they do. So people are following Jesus because he's preaching, they're interested in what he has to say, but he's also healing people. And there are people who want to be healed. And they're following for that reason. Now, why was he healing people? Why was Jesus healing people? Any ideas? Any thoughts? Was he doing because his parents told him to? Did his parents tell him to? Well, his father probably told him to. But is that why was he healing people? Anyone else? We heard from you two. Anyone else? Okay, then I'm happy to hear from you two again.
Because he likes to heal people, and it's a good deed.
It is a good deed. That's right. He wants to heal people because it's a good deed. It's how he can care for people, right? And it's also a way to bring attention to his mission, because if someone comes in your town and he's healing people, you go out and see him, and then you're interested in what he has to say. So Jesus is healing people to care for them, and it's a way to let them know that what he was there to do and to teach was very, very important. Now today, he goes a step further than healing a slave. Remember what he does today? You know what he does today? Yeah, he raises a dead man, brings him back to life. Now, we hear from the gospel reading today that this man was the only son of this woman, of this mother. Now, does he do this act because his mother says, "Jesus, will you please raise my son from the dead?" Does she ask him to do that? No. So I wonder why he does it. Why would he do this? Because in the lesson last week, he heals that slave because the owner of the slave asks him to do that. Well, this woman doesn't ask him to do that, so why does he do it? That is his job. That is his job. That's a very good answer. Anyone else? Well, this woman didn't have anyone else in the world. Her husband was gone. Her son was gone. This woman needed Jesus the most. He what? You can't read like that? Well, that's okay. I'll just keep talking then. You don't need to read anything. Don't worry about it. He brings this woman's son back to life because this woman was so vulnerable. She needed God the most, and so he reached out and did this deed for her to help her in her need.
But my brother can't read that too.
Well, that's okay. Your brother doesn't have to read either. I'll talk to both you guys. Now, well, that your own bed is a very, very good place to sleep. I can assure you. Okay, that's great. Okay, let's talk more about that after church. That sounds very important. Now, so this is a message. He heals this, brings this woman's son back to life because she needs him the most. And when God needs us the most, God is there for us. And that's the message Jesus is trying to impart to us. But he's also trying to send us another message. Can anyone think what that message that might be? One, that God is there for us, and we can turn to God in our need. What's the other message? Yeah.
Love.
Love? And how do you show someone you love them?
Well, it can be as simple as a smile.
As simple as a smile. Or if someone's in need, if they're sad about something, right?
Or starving.
Right, you can give them some food if they're starving. You can give them an apple. Lots of great fruits you can give them. So this is the other message of this gospel, that just as Jesus helps this woman who's in great, great need, we are to follow his example and help others in need.
I don't have no food at my home.
We'll talk about that too after church. So We are to follow Jesus' message and help those in need like this woman. Sound good? Thank you all for coming. Class dismissed.